This is episode 24, Growing Pains. Take a listen. Hi, gorgeous mamas. Hi, beautiful souls. I'm so excited. And as you can tell, I am just filled with joy and happiness. I know it has been quite a bit. Sometimes I like to take these random absences. But you know what? No more. I'm going to inform you as the journey continues. But I do have, sorry, I'm like eating like a snack right now because I haven't really eaten dinner. And the kids are away, so you know, you only have so much time when that happens. But I wanted to go over a few things. I'm going to keep this podcast short. In fact, all my podcasts are going to be more towards 30 minutes to make it more accessible and easy to listen for you. And then also, that way we can make sure that I get more content in. So that is that. And then also I'm going to have some special guests on here to talk about different topics. The spiritual side, as you know, if you've been listening, and also go back to a lot of the mom stuff, which is, you know, the postpartum depression, anxiety that I battle, but other mom things, breastfeeding related, even meeting new moms, like even with COVID, oh my goodness, I know we've been feeling trapped in our houses and restrictions are starting to lift. So we're starting to feel like we need to break free. And I've been organizing and coordinating like in my calendar, my phone, like a lunch date almost all the time. I've yet to go though, really, because schedules and just conflicts and stuff like that. But I'm excited because there is a lot of us that are coming together and talking about awesome things that bring up awesome topics for us. And the reason I say awesome is because no matter how hard the subject matter is, the reality of it is that it's being brought up often. And one of those things is finding mom friends and being able to have me time and feeling that you're not alone, and even just knowing how to socialize as a person again when you start becoming this mom. It's not a bad thing. You love your title. You love, you know, it's not just a title. It's not just a job. It's a way of life. It's beautiful and it's a blessing. But at the same time, there are those moments when you just need a break, and it's okay to want a break. It's okay to have to scream in your pillow or step away for 10 minutes or so. I'm going through some terrible twos with Savannah right now, and I remember those days with Gianna, but this girl is feisty, and Gianna is having trouble listening, where I have to repeat a dozen times, which I think is common for a four-year-old as well. So four and two toddlers under the same roof. It's been crazy. And, you know, I'm excited because there is a lot that I have of just exciting things happening for me and announcements that I would like to share in the coming podcast. So stay tuned for that. But I wanted to kind of go today on the spiritual side and talk a little bit about what these future podcasts are going to be like. But one thing that's very important to me, because I've done about a couple hundred reads now in this group. They're free mini reads in Mystic Trend on Facebook, if you look it up. And it's run by Lexi. She's awesome. And we're all approved readers that are able to read, only approved readers, not if they don't have an approved read and they're not located in the album, then they're not approved. So very important. First of all, though, I found the group back in, I believe, November now. And if I wouldn't have found it, I probably wouldn't have been thinking to do this for a living, which it's not just the reads and it's not about angel cards and intuitive messages. It's a deeper meaning for me. I really want to dive into what Missy Fowler does. She is great, phenomenal woman, and so humble. Look her up. I've talked about her before, but she's helped me on my journey. And what she does is she does intuitive messages that come from helping people to heal trapped emotions. There's a book called Emotion Code, and it talks a lot about trapped emotions and how those are stored in different parts of our body. So I really want to do that kind of work of healing and being able to help people on their journeys and help them to conquer those inner demons that sometimes we don't even know we have. And a lot of it stems from your childhood. So that's a combination of intuitive messages, loved ones sending me messages, and helping to heal those. I also have my background in postpartum depression and anxiety from my own experiences and the trauma of childbirth. And I haven't addressed this very much as I kind of like glossed over it. But, you know, I had childhood trauma as well. And I'm starting to get at a place where I can talk about it more, and I can talk about, you know, how that is to heal other people. I was sexually abused when I was little, so that happened to me, and it's still, you know, it doesn't roll off the tip of my tongue because I don't openly, and this is a first for a lot of people that are listening probably, but yeah, it's been quite a journey. I didn't just get here overnight, so the last couple years have truly changed me in ways that I could look at it as, in the beginning, I would have looked at it as what happened to me, and that's it. But now I see things as what is happening for me, because I'm changing that. I'm changing the way I see what the situation was, what it was, and what that person chose to do. So I'm learning that, and I've talked about this before, that you can't control how people react to things or how they respond or what they do. You can only control your feelings, your emotions, and how you respond and what you do. And, you know, from my traumas, because I hid them for a long time, that there was a part of me that just, let me explain something. So when your brain is going through trauma, it automatically wants to protect you. So it shuts down. So oftentimes people can suppress those memories for years. For me, it was 20 plus years. So I forgot all my childhood pretty much, even the good parts, because my brain went into defense protective mode. So that's why a lot of times people have a hard time believing adults that come forward and they talk about their childhood and what happened to them in their childhood. But there's will never, ever be evidence except for the fact that you know it happened to you, and that's enough. So hold on to that and know that you don't need anybody to validate. You don't need anybody to accept. You're the one that validates and accept who you are, and that know that you, what that person did to you or how they treated you in the past does not define you. You define you. Trauma is not you. Trauma is what happened, but the trauma definition is the trauma that happens after, not the action itself. So it's what you go through afterwards. And we have to go on this path and go through this journey to go through those, because it's not something you just flash through and say, okay, I'm better now. No, it doesn't work like that. So I did a lot of therapy. I did a lot of things where, you know, I didn't want to face them, but it was necessary for me to grow and to overcome. And then there came a point when I knew that, you know, okay, I'm good. I can move on. Not good as in like it's forgotten and it's all good and all gravy and the person's forgiven. No, but I've worked on forgiveness with a lot of people, and forgiveness is not meaning to have a cup of coffee with someone. It doesn't mean to be around somebody. It doesn't even mean to be in the same vicinity at all. It is forgiveness for your soul, for you to be able to stop holding that weight on your shoulder, on your heart, because what it does is it just weighs you down. The more that you hold all of these negative feelings and emotions, granted, they are valid and everything you feel is valid. But once you feel those feelings and you start working towards getting over that hump and those feelings, you have to learn how to let them go in a healthy way to move on, to not be that definition of always stuck in your trauma. Excuse me. So, so that was one part of it, the postpartum depression, the anxiety, and then there's just all of that was stemming from all of that, right? So there has been quite a bit that I've been through in my lifetime. I've lost friends, I've lost close loved ones, and you know, it's been a difficult journey. And on another note, I want to discuss my abilities a little bit further for those starting to get to know this other side of me, what you would maybe call the other side who thought they knew me. Thing is, this has always been Britt. This has always been me. But when I had trauma going on, when I suppressed all of those bad, awful memories, I also suppressed a lot of abilities and talents and gifts that were given to me. I just want to say thank you, you know, to those that were there for me during this hard time and through this journey. And it was a lot of stuff. And sometimes they took my punches and my cries and all my emotions, and they never once left me. And that was my mom, my dad, and my husband and my girls. Like, they were always there for me, and from day one, you know, and even when I was beginning this journey. And I also want to thank Missy Fowler and Eden Sustin, who she helped me with the automatic writing and did regression therapy. And then I had, you know, my other therapist for my postpartum depression and all the other stuff. So, you know, I really got through this with my honeybees and my husband and my parents. Like, I couldn't have asked God for better people, and I just really appreciate that. And, you know, there was a few really close friends that still stuck around and are still around to this day for everything, good or bad. And, you know, any times they don't just leave when things get hard. So I think that, you know, from the bottom of my heart. So before I go on, I'm going to take a quick break and hear a word about our sponsor. All right, so I'm back. So as I was saying, you know, I've always been me, and these talents and gifts were given to me by God. And as contrary to, you know, I should be spitten. Is that what Maui says from Moana? Smitten, spitten. That joke that he said. No, but honestly, you know, that is another part of me that has had to go through a transition journey period of awakening and enlightenment. And it meant losing some friends. And it also meant being able to see who was truly in my corner and who wasn't. And I started to get to a point in my life where it wasn't that I didn't care about those people anymore, because of course I do. Of course I love the memories. Of course I miss the, you know, what we used to have and what used to be. But sometimes, you know, we have to let go of people to move on and for them to move on. And we're just on different journeys, different paths. So I don't have ill will towards any of these people anymore. I've forgiven a lot of people in my life that have left out of my life, which was out of my own control and, you know, was for things I didn't even do. Yeah, my kids are back. So, you know, it's just unfortunate. Sometimes you would hope that people are there for you for certain things, but you have to be your best support system. And you also have to find your own soul tribe family. There's a soul family here on this plane, on this earth. and there is a soul family that's existent on the other side waiting for you with open arms for when your day is done and when you're ready to go. Not done, ready to go. So we're all on this journey. We all signed up for kind of like a purpose. And, you know, sometimes people are on a journey of like discovering that purpose and the purpose and the purpose. What is my purpose? What is my purpose? But a lot of times those lessons in themselves are a part of your purpose and your story. And so I know now that my trauma is not what defined me. What I went through with depression, anxiety, and childhood trauma, that's for me to help other survivors of childhood sexual abuse, of postpartum depression, of postpartum anxiety, childbirth, you know, what have you. So, and then there's all these other things that come along too, of just finding your identity as a new mom and finding who you are and your roles, different roles of being a mom, being a wife, but then you kind of forget who's Britt or who's, you know, who am I anymore? So you got to find that on your own, and that is part of your purpose often, and your kids can be part of that journey, and everybody you meet, every lesson you learn is part of that journey. So, sorry, I lose my train of thought sometimes. Mom brain, I guess. But, no, it's just, you know, I want people to really listen to this podcast and feel like they've been heard and not judged. And that's exactly, you know, I've come to a place to know that people react a certain way because of things they've been through. And we might not always understand, and we always sometimes are going to think, not always, but sometimes we're going to be like, you know, why didn't they act this way? Or if I was in their shoes, I would have done this. And the what if game is a very dangerous game because, you know, we can't live on what ifs. Again, we are all on a journey. We all have each individual journeys. We signed up for a specific life contract kind of thing. That doesn't mean that everything gets dotted and you cross your T's on every single thing. No, because we still have free will. We still have choices. So when people come to me now for readings, I've been getting paid readings now. And I've been relying more on my intuitive messages than my angel cards, just because I want to be able to connect more intuitively to my guides. And that, what happens is my guides connect to your guides. And from there, I let the messages flow through. They sometimes come through. I practice a little bit in automatic writing, which is just the messages come through, and as I'm writing, it's like someone kind of, you know, writes for me in a way. And I get messages, and like I'll be talking in my own thoughts. I have my own thoughts in my head, and it's like someone's talking over me to tell me what they want to say. And sometimes I might think something and then they go, oh no, that's not what I want to tell my loved one. And then I get the feeling of a grandmother presence or a father figure or whoever is stepping forward, and then they'll sometimes give me a random thought, like some flowers, for instance, for someone I read today that resonates with that person. Or, you know, if they're seeing a symbol that your angels, your guides, your loved ones like to give you. Like, for example, if you see 1111 a lot, or, you know, a bird keeps appearing at the window, or you keep seeing a feather randomly in the ground and you have no feather pillows or anything like that. So things like that is what your angels come through. So those will come through for me, and then I'll relay those messages that way. And then I also see in my almost like when you're dreaming, you have, you know, your dreams, your clarity of the vision. Visions will come into my head of like images or things that I need to say. So that's kind of how my readings work. And I'm trying to get to the point where I can be like Teresa Caputo. I've been reading her books, and you know, Tim Braun is, excuse me, a good friend of my dad's. And I've thought about reaching out to him just to get some, you know, feedback on what to, you know, what steps I should take. But, you know, he's phenomenal. So there's a lot of different, Tyler something, I forget his name. He's on a lot of different channels. He's someone I watch sometimes. So, and then I've been reading just different books. Anyways, back to, that's how my readings work. And then, what I was talking about though is the losing of friends. So with this gift, sometimes a lot of, people, God bless your souls. Yes, I say God bless because I am still spiritual in that way. I believe in God. I believe in my faith, and I believe that my gifts come from God, and that, you know, I ask for love and light of highest good and angel guidance and God's guidance and nothing but purest love and light. And I also ask that my loved ones who are departed, that have stepped forward as my own soul tribe family, to be my gatekeepers. What that means is that I don't want anybody coming through. I don't want negative spirit. I don't want any spirit that's pretending to be a good spirit when they're not, because that can happen. I don't want any of that in my home. So I sage before the readings. I say a prayer before the readings, both religious and a prayer to my soul sister. And also, I ask my Grandma Helen and my Papa David and my Grandpa Joe, Jones, to step forward as my gatekeepers, because they have in the past. And Jason, I know Jason, I can't forget you, I'm sorry. And so they are my gatekeepers, meaning I ask them to specifically only let highest love and light readings come through, and those who are going to step forward of the highest good, love and light. So that protects me, it protects my family. And like I said, I sage and then I say my prayers, and then I close my readings off when I'm done. So, and there's a lot of grounding and shielding. Grounding is making sure that you know that you're centered, that you're here, you're planted, your feet are on the ground, almost like a rooted tree. And that helps me to be centered. Shielding is making sure that I have a big, huge bubble around me that protects me. Nobody can get inside my bubble. I teach Gianna this already. And she has also have gifts herself. And we are all baptized. And I was confirmed. I went to a Christian university. So yeah, might be a surprise to some people. But I'm not going to get smitten, spiten, whatever, you know. There are a lot of biblical references that talk about angels coming and delivering messages. Like Joan of Arc is an example. So you can hear Savvy. Hi. I'm coming. So, yeah, so there's a lot of different references that are in the Bible, and context is everything, so you just have to know that. But there is a lot of people that are going to step in and out of your life for different reasons, and you just have to know that sometimes letting go is the best thing for both of you. So I send this with love and light, and I will just conclude by doing one card read for the collective. So I'm going to share what I say at the beginning of each reading. Soul sister, connect me to my guides of highest good, love, and light. May I deliver the messages of pure good and pure right light. Connect me to hear, see, and fill with love so bright. Dear God, I ask for pure and trustworthy messages, and protect my loved ones and me with blessings to everyone involved. Connect me to my highest guides to connect the positive energy, and after help them towards the light to leave. So the car that came up is, let's see what we got. Okay. Shuffle these. Okay. So, Six of Abundance is a card that says, Heaven opens its loving arms and pours abundance onto you. An unexpected gift is on its way. Accept it with gratitude and humility, knowing that you'll have a chance to return the generosity by giving to others in the future. Consider volunteering for a charitable organization. So it's kind of like a pay it forward a little bit of, you know, what you do comes back in a way. So, and you have unexpected gift to come to you. So I got to conclude as you hear, little one. So thank you for delivering messages of love and light. Now be off on your way. You cannot stay energy. It's time to go into the light and leave love in your flight. Protect all involved in this reading. Bless us all, God, spirit, team, and guardian angels. Amen. Thank you for listening to this episode. Please leave feedback and let me know what topics you would like to talk about next. I'm excited to keep this journey with you, and thank you for listening to Hello Gorgeous Mama.